Washington State's two chambers are cross-examining each other's bills on oil transportation this week. Monday, representatives held an executive session on the Senate's proposal, and Tuesday, senators are scheduled to act on the House proposal. The House version poses stricter spill response measures. Both bills would create new inspections for rail lines and impose a barrel tax on oil delivered by train. They would also require that companies give the state advance notice of oil train schedules. The House wants daily notice, the Senate once per week. The real difference comes down to financial responsibility in case of an oil spill. That's a concern at the State Department of Ecology.
We have seen in the news various trains derailing, both in the U.S. and in Canada. And if this happens in the state of Washington, we want to make sure that that spill would be paid for by the responsible party and not by the taxpayers of the state.
Kathy Taylor manages spill prevention and response for Ecology and is advocating for the House bill. It would set up a state verification for railroads to prove they could pay for a potential oil spill. The companies are required to now, but she says there are cases in which a company may be unable to pay or file bankruptcy, and the cost would fall on taxpayers. Oregon, Alaska, and California have similar verification programs. Oil trains didn't arrive on Washington tracks until 2012. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.